AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The last two Republican nominees for president do not like this year's GOP frontrunner. John McCain is worried about what he says are Donald Trump's uninformed and dangerous statements on national security. The other criticism comes from Mitt Romney. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In another display of the chaos within the GOP, its 2012 nominee is hammering this year's frontrunner.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark.
Romney says Trump is a phony and a fraud.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers.
And says only the other three GOP candidates have offered serious policy proposals.
One of these men should be our nominee.
Trump fired back.
I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant.
Calling Romney a stiff, a choke artist who blew the last election after begging for his endorsement.
He failed horribly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For the first time since Super Tuesday, Chris Christie talked about the look on his face as Donald Trump was speaking on election night.
I was standing there listening to him. And you know, all these, like, you know, armchair psychiatrists, like, should give it a break.
In Milwaukee today, President Obama says his health care overhaul has reached an extraordinary milestone.
Thanks to the law, 20 million more Americans now know the security of health insurance. 20 million. 20 million people.
The president admits millions more are eligible to sign up but haven't done so. A bill has been sent to Governor Rick Scott to change the death penalty in Florida in an attempt to resume executions. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Florida's current sentencing law is unconstitutional. A judge in Alabama has thrown out the state system for imposing the death penalty. Back to Florida, a law that was recently signed could specify that churches can't be forced to marry same-sex couples. On Wall Street, the closing bell just sounded. A jump in energy prices gave stocks a boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 44 points. This is AP Radio News. The remaining four candidates in the GOP race for president debate tonight. The AP's Mark Smith is in Detroit.
The debate here is the first since Super Tuesday knocked Ben Carson from the race and firmly put Trump in front. For Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, the task is clear.
Do something to slow him down.
Yet St. Anselm College professor Chris Galdieri notes the ferocious attacks in their last debate did no such thing.
Trump supporters are folks who made up their minds a really long time ago, and they have not proved very susceptible to appeals from the other candidates.
For Trump, it could also be deja vu seeing Fox News Channel's Megyn Kelly on the panel. He tore into her after her questions at a debate last August. Mark Smith, Detroit.
Mexico's Treasury Secretary says emphatically and categorically his country is not going to foot the bill for Donald Trump's campaign pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.